every night's game. Get $5 schooners of Great Northern Super Crisp only at Windsor Castle.
What have I done?
With Tanya and Steve.
Hey guys, Nathan Ross here. Thanks for tuning in.
The Ross Dog.
Thanks a lot, Nathan Ross. I've been trying to give Tanya mouth to mouth the last 5 minutes.
Well, let us just go back, okay? During the news, EP Nikki comes in and goes, Tanya, can I have some help opening the paper?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, all right, she needs a girly chat.
Even Rise and I thought it was code.
Yeah. Yep. You know, what she meant was, because they get rolled up in this heavy tape, and she gave me a pair of scissors as we walked out. I'm thinking, this is not, she doesn't need me to clip scissors.
Yeah, we all knew that it was, we thought it was a girly thing.
Downstairs problem. I've got a stash in my handbag. It'll be all good.
Probably didn't have to mention which stair it was, but anyway.
But as we walk over to the big desk out there, and then... Well, Nathan Ross happened. This is how... But it wasn't Nathan Ross. It was Nathan Ross in disguise.
Nathan Ross tried to scare our very brave Tanya. And listen to this. What an absolute fail.
You guys!
Can we listen to that one more time? So you were hiding in a gorilla mask, Nathan Ross.
It's a Donald Trump mask.
Which is far more scary than a gorilla mask, mate.
It is too.
Have a listen to this, but I do, unlike me, my glass is smashed. So just be warned, your phone glass will smash listening to this.
You're so lucky.
I know you had a pair of scissors. As soon as I saw they come off, I was like, I've got to get this mask off or I'm gonna end up on compo. So, already out on one compo claim.
So there you go. Within 1 minute, Nathan was nearly stabbed to death and Tanya was on the defib.
I reckon the Hollywood should come a knocking for us as a team.
100%.
Monsters, Inc. number 5.
Yeah.
They need screamers. I'm one.
Certainly a broad career.
Anyway, now my heart's back to normal beats. How are you?
One more time,
I'm fantastic.
Please, Rise. Can we just one more time? Like, yeah. There's nothing better than that scream. Listen to the piercingness of it.
Stop it.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you can see the vision up on our Instagram.
It literally sounds like a winger when they get tackled.
We don't do tackles though.
Hey, Knights, three in a row, four maybe on the trot. What do you think?
Three in a row. We're starting to look resilient. Our attack's starting to click. I think people are getting the right amount of ball. I'd still like to see the ball get to Jesse Ramey and Mitch Barnett a little bit more.
Mm.
But we're doing the most with our opportunities this weekend. I think it's a fantastic chance to make it for on the trot. They've got a few stars missing, and our boys have a lot of momentum rolling into this round, that's for sure.
I was thinking, because Mitchell's been working so hard on his game, that Mitchell Pearce now, I think you'll find the ball getting to Ramey, because it's almost like he's got his thing worked out now. Now he'll spread it.
Yeah, so the main thing with Mitch was just finding how much of an input on the game he had to have when Kalen was at 5'8". And you can see him playing a lot more naturally and doing what he needs to do with Kalen at fullback, because he doesn't need to worry about anyone else's game anymore. Mm. He just needs to worry about Mitchell Pearce's role in getting the team around the park and how to bring the best Mitchell Pearce to the game. And now, as you can see, when he does that, the rest of the team just flows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dragons.
Yeah, but do you honestly think, like, we're now into the tough territory.
Yeah.
Really? So do you think it will be four, five,
no,
six?
I think it's going to be four. Like, okay. I think that this will probably be our best win of the season this weekend. We're starting to find our mojo. We're out playing some rural footy in the high-vis gear again, which is, we play a lot of good footy in high-vis. Yeah. I don't know why, but we tend to.
Well, you can see each other. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we know where we're passing the ball to.
That's it. Yeah.
But after this weekend, that's when we do start to, I guess, find out our real worth as a team and as a club and find out where we're going to finish, because you can't look past the Dragons. They're a quality team. They've got some Origin players in there, and they did beat us last time in Golden Point.
I was going through it last night, and if we do beat the Dragons, it gives you good confidence. It's a home Friday night home game against the Roosters after that.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's massive.
Yeah.
And they're due for a loss.
They are due for a loss. They've got a huge injury toll, but like I said, you can't look past any team in the NRL at this point in time. Like what we saw on the weekend, I thought Parramatta were going to put the cleaners through Melbourne, and then Melbourne come out and score 60 on them. So, confident Knights outfit, I think, win quite convincingly this weekend.
We say it every year, but is it a bit quiet on Origin front?
For us?
Well, for everybody. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of chatter.
It seems to be something that's almost losing its its mojo a little bit.
Yeah.
If you feel like it used to be this big build-up and everyone used to get around it a lot more, and even in the workplace used to kind of nudge your mate, like New South Wales or Queenslander type thing, but it just doesn't seem to be as much hype anymore. Is that from the game?
My thought on that the other day was because Fox has taken over so much of league that you don't get that kind of in-your-face all the time from the free-to-air.
True. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And believe me, on Fox, it's everywhere.
Is it?
Origin,
okay.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Even chatting who's going to be here, who's not. But you're dead right. On build-up free-to-air, we're not seeing what we used to or getting...
Not the big, you
but
know...
But we said it last year, and a day before the game, we're pumped.
Yeah, okay. Mm. True. When's the first match? Is it like...
Is it the 30th of May?
Yeah,
it's coming a couple of weeks.
It's coming around. So I reckon we've got a couple of boys that are in the window. Mitch, if he continues to play the way he's playing, I don't see why there can't be a return to the Origin cauldron for him. And
Edric
and maybe, I think, Jesse Ramian.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Edric, he's got some stiff competition. Dane Gagai's a mainstay, and then Corey Oates has been there before.
True.
And so Queensland have always been a team, I guess, that picks on more loyalty than anything, and not saying that he doesn't deserve to be there, because I think Edric's been fantastic. But and New South Wales, I think Jesse Ramian, if he continues to break tackles the way he breaks tackles, why not?
Guys, State of Origin Game 1 is on Wednesday, June 5. First game's at Suncorp.
Well, it is a bit later.
Just a little bit later. Normally it's at the end of May around my birthday,
Tell you what, though, on that, we're nearly there.
I know.
This year's just
couple
flying.
Of weeks, yeah.
All right.
All right, take your bloody Donald mask. Trump and right. Shove it up your rectum.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. I just want to say a quick hello to Miss Williams. I always teach us. She's a long-time listener of the show, so have a good day, Joe.
Who
is she?
Lovely.
My son's school teacher. Loves the show, loves listening to you guys, so that's a little bit of a hello to her on a drive to work.
Well, Miss Joe, maybe you can obviously not punish the guy because he's gorgeous, but when you next see Nathan, maybe you can make him sit in the corner with his hands on his head for scaring me.
In the dunce corner.
Write some lines or something like that.
Yeah.
They should bring back the dunce hat, hey? That was really, really positive teaching.
Yeah. One more time for the road rise. He loves that.
Thanks, Rossi. There's Nathan Ross from the Knights. Thanks to the Windsor Castle Hotel. Every night's game, get $5 schooners of Great Northern Super Chris at the Windsor Castle Hotel.
Oh, I seriously haven't heard that since last time you were scared.
Stenya and Steve, this is Newcastle's Triple M.